welcome to yet another episode of The Traveling Introvert, a podcast about life, travel, and business. So, conferences, love them, hate them, figure out how to work with them. So one thing that I have found that has become very helpful to me is room service. I know it's overpriced, not necessarily good quality, hard to get a decent salad, but every year I go on this sort of mini conference with fellow HR professionals. And normally it means we're crammed in a room for about 3 days working very hard on this particular project. And what the plan tends to be is you come in the evening before, you meet the next morning, everyone's around at breakfast talking, catching up, meeting, then you spend 8 hours in a room with them, and then you have to go to dinner with everyone, and then the next day you do it all again. Which is, you know, nice and good and professional, building and all of that good stuff, and the project we're working on is awesome, but that's a lot of face time with people, and for me I find it especially draining. And so what I've come to do is really enjoy room service. So what happened was I was at this particular networking event working on a project, and what they decided to do is at the end of day one, surprise us with an extra networking event because there were different project groups also working at the same time and they wanted us all to get together and network and mingle, which meant that dinner was gonna last an extra one and a half to 2 hours. Admittedly, and you didn't really have a choice. I mean, if you were going to dinner, then you had to go to the networking event beforehand. So I did, and it so happens I happened to make a friend there. But basically, because we were all, both of us kind of standing in the corner, looking around, trying not to talk to people, and hated the fact that we were being forced to network without previous notice. Because it would have been fine if they said to us, you know, the month before, the week before, when they were sending out emails to prepare us for, hey, welcome to this event, blah, 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 FYI, we're going to do this. But they didn't. They literally said it at like 5 o'clock after we finished working that, oh, hey, by the way, we've got an extra networking event for you. So even though you're hungry, you're going to have to wait an extra hour to chit chat to people you don't want to talk to. So, I mean, great. We did that, got through dinner, left, went to bed, got up the next morning to do the same thing again. However, during a conference or an event, there's nothing worse than staying in the same hotel as everyone else at the event or the conference, and then only getting breakfast vouchers that I can only use in the restaurant. I personally hate the idea of coming down for breakfast, having to smile and be nice to everyone from the get-go, and also being asked to sit with everyone and have breakfast and talk and hang out when I'm about to spend another like 9 to 10 hour day with you anyway. Personally, this is my recharge of my personal time. I just want to hang out by myself, read a book, maybe listen to a podcast like this one. But if you do that, you're seen as being unsociable or antisocial, depending on which word you want to use there, and standoffish, blah, blah, blah. So it so happened at this particular hotel where we were staying at, they gave us a $5 voucher for not having my room cleaned. So like you can save the environment by not cleaning your room every single day, which is fine. Like I go in there, I sleep, I get up. And it so happened I had twin beds, so I could use one bed for one night, one bed for the other night if I really wanted to. So instead of actually going to get my free breakfast, I snuck out, took my $5 voucher, and went to, and I don't even like Starbucks, but ended up going to the Starbucks next door, as room service in the hotel didn't give the full range of items that was, you know, available at breakfast, and they were going to charge me $3.50 delivery free and extra 20% tip, whether I liked it or not. So I skipped all of that. And I find it really annoying that, like, if I have a voucher for breakfast, that I can't use it for room service. Like, it's breakfast. It doesn't matter where it comes from. If it's the restaurant, they're still going to have to technically deliver it and I have to tip them. So why can't I just use the room service one? Anyway, I skipped to Starbucks, had my little bit of oatmeal, sat, read a book, and it was the best thing ever. I don't regret missing up the free breakfast. It helped me center before a very long day. So generally speaking, love room service. Not necessarily because of the quality of food. It has to be said, I have pet peeves about room service, which I think I might leave to a another podcast thinking about it, because this would be to do with travel. But in conferences, the takeaway from this is, in conferences in general, try and schedule yourself some me time. Be it 10 minutes where you have breakfast alone, or time when you literally go out and take a walk, or run around the block, or go to the gym at 3 a.m. in the morning when no one else is in the gym and wanting to talk to you or hang out. Pacing yourself is very, very important. And so, although you feel that you have to mingle and socialize, there's no point if you socialize and you're miserable, right? So just take the time out, give up the free breakfast, go to Starbucks or go somewhere else, or just go to a park. It works for me, it might not work for you, but it's just a suggestion. Conferences can be brutal. So thanks again for listening. And again, if you would like me to talk about something specific, please message me at introvert@thetravelingintrovert.com. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your week.